This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S. PAC, fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Maynard, M-A-Y-N-A-R-D, middle initial D like David, Miles, M-I-L-E-S. Date of birth, August 9th of 1940. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Miles with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was June 20th of this year, and his weight is down 5 pounds over the last 6 months. He is feeling well, no recent hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No orthopnea or PND. He has nocturia up to 3 times a night that is stable, and no cloudiness or blood is visualized in the urine. And he has minimal edema in the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I wish to highlight lisinopril, 10 milligram daily, and diazide, 37.525, one daily. Also, Invokana is 100 milligram daily. Since his last visit, he's also started Preserve Vision, AREDS, 2 daily. Physical examination. Weight is 247 pounds, pulse 71. Oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. He has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-14 of 2022. His creatinine is higher than it has been previously. It's 2.16 with estimated GFR of 31. Previous levels were 1.94, 1.64, and 1.85. Intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 25. Phosphorus 3.7, calcium is 9.4, albumin is 4.1, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin 12.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Higher creatinine levels, but no symptoms or uremic symptoms, no volume overload and no pericarditis. No encephalopathy. We've asked the patient to repeat his renal labs in January of 2023 to be sure that this is not a progression of illness, but just a transient increase, hopefully. Then if the labs are back less than 2.0 creatinine, we'll have him do labs every 3 months thereafter. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He does also want to avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use for pain, and he'll have a follow-up visit in this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.